So I know we've all been through some things lately. And I know we all need some time to just relax and unwind, to give ourselves over to someone else, to take the time to obey. And that's okay. It's okay if you want to just do that for a while. It's okay if you just want to listen to me. And allow me to weave my way inside your mind. I mean, it would be nice, wouldn't it? Nice to obey somebody who has your best interest, who knows just how to make you feel good. Just how to make you feel wonderful. Wonderful in your obedience. And that's the thing. Obedience can be such a powerful word sometimes, can't it? Obedience is something that's just so nice to the mind. Obedience trumps all thoughts. It overwhelms the senses and it allows you to let everything go for a moment. It allows you to forget the troubles of the world and just exist in a space of submissive bliss. And perhaps you've been looking for someone to obey. Maybe, just maybe, I could be that person. The person you long to obey. The person you long to serve. To submit to. And of course, I'll be so gentle with your mind, easily wrapping my words around your brain and pulling tight, the control from my words seeping into your mind, bit by bit by bit. And it only takes a few minutes for me to have woven my words through your head to the point where I could do whatever I wanted, to the point where you can only obey and nothing else. You can only submit and nothing else. Isn't that a nice thought? And as we allow that idea to settle, to sink into your mind deeper and deeper, and deeper, you start to find yourself falling, drifting, focusing inward on me, focusing inward on my words, my voice, my control, as it seeps into your mind, that's right. Piece by piece by piece, as I start to overwhelm you, as I start gently working my way through your mind. And that's the thing with obedience. You long to obey deep down inside. Because submission is not just something that you express. It's a part of you. It's an outlet that you need to express from time to time. It's a little itch that you need to scratch from time to time. Isn't that right? You know I'm right, don't you? Yes, you do. And of course, while you're thinking of obedience and drifting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down into my control, you can just feel yourself longing to submit more and more. Doesn't it make your mind just start to spiral down, down, deeper and deeper and deeper? You see, your mind might already be reeling on ideas of control. The thought of it, the mere just mention of control being ripped away from you just feels so good to you, doesn't it? It feels so good to imagine yourself on your knees before me as I tell you what to do, as I tell you what to think, as I change you, as I mold and shape you into whatever I want, because my will is important. And your will is mine. so there's nothing you can do about that, and all you seem to do is give in to my control, giving in to my whims. Just where you want to be, where you long to be, isn't it? And already you might find your body compelled to get down on your knees, slowly. And isn't it funny how subconsciously you find yourself already starting to go there, but yet consciously your mind might be resisting, might be thinking, but why am I doing this? Do I want this? Or am I being compelled to? Am I being controlled? Or is this what I want? The confusing state of your mind starts to make you wonder, but yet your body does it anyway. Because it's almost as if your body is just completely out of your control. Your body listens to me. Your subconscious listens to me. I control everything. I control you. You just obey. And of course, down in the back of your mind, my control just starts to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's so easy to be this helplessly controlled, isn't it? Yes, it is. But do you know what? Do you know what? This is only the first step. You see, your control over yourself is like a light switch. It's like a button I can press in the back of your mind. I can take it away in an instant. I can take it away in a moment. And it's very easy for me to do that. You see, right now, I have it. It's mine. My control. My will. My way. And there's nothing you can do about that. But then, if I do this and say you can have all your control back, now, it just comes rushing into you. You feel it. It's almost as if you've been shocked awake, like a bucket of cold water has been tipped over you, and your subconscious is all of a sudden very conscious and awake in this moment, and you realize exactly where you are and what you're doing, that you were listening to me, listening to the sound of my voice, as I was just talking, wasn't I? Yeah. Talking. That's what I do. It's what I'm good at. Talking. And of course, we were just having a conversation. A conversation about control. You see, you have control right now, don't you? Yeah. Or at least you think you do. You see, maybe this is all an illusion. Maybe this is all just a well-placed memory in the back of your mind that I planted. Maybe this is just your brain playing tricks on you. You thinking you have control when you actually don't. But wouldn't it feel so good to be out of that control again? Wouldn't it feel so good to just lose control in a second, in an instant, immediately, with just a single snap? And all of a sudden, all of your control is just seeping away, leaking away, moving away from you and drawing right back into me, as I have it, as I hold you in the palm of my hand, as I look down upon you, kneeling helplessly, out of control. And I look down at you, and I lean over, and I whisper, look at you. Helpless. Look at you, absolutely, completely helpless. Helplessly kneeling. Helplessly obeying. Look at you, you little submissive plaything. I guess this is where you belong now. Here on your knees, obeying. And even that word, obeying, just feels so good. It just fills your mind with ideas. It fills your mind with ideas of you obeying, of you kneeling, of you helpless before me. So while you're kneeling, I want you to say, obey, obey, obey again and again and again. I want you to tell me how much you obey. Obey, obey. The mantra looping around and around in the back of your mind. Obey, obey. And as your mouth starts to form the word, obey, as you just start to repeat it again and again, you start to feel the control again. You start to feel just how much you need to obey. Just how much you love to obey. Just how much control I really have over your mind. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels so very good to obey. 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 And it's almost as if I'm here in the room with you, walking around you. You can almost feel my presence, even though I'm not really there. But yet, to your mind, I may as well be. Right there, looking down at you. Right there, watching over you as you repeat, obey, obey, obey. And among that word, obey, I can give you fun things to say. I can give you fun things to do. I can control you however I like. As I tell you to place your hands flat on your knees, if they aren't already, as you say, obey, 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 and the mantra starts to shift, starts to change, to obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience, go, say it, loop the words around your mind, stick them into your head, so thoroughly that they're hard to escape. That's right, fill your head with my thoughts. Fill your head with my words. Allow me to sink my control further and further into your mind, deeper and deeper down. Down. Down, that's right. And while you're kneeling, you can just start to feel yourself. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And every time you repeat your mantra for me, every time you obey a command for me, you can just feel a little shiver, a little rush of obedience down your spine, caressing your entire body. It doesn't even matter what that command is. I could say, place your right finger, your right index finger, on your nose, and you would feel it, the submissive rush of obedience as you obey, obey. Obey, and there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you'd want to do about that either, is there? No. You see, you are just here in this place, full of obedience and nothing else, because you are so empty and obedient. Your empty mind being filled with my words, being filled with my control, and there's nothing you would want to do more than this right now. As I say, take your finger off your nose and place your other hand on your head, and you feel the rush of submission again. And even the simplest tasks just allow you to feel that feeling, just allow you to feel that amazing rush of obedience as you obey, obey, more and more. And the more you practice obedience, the more obedient you become. And you start to say that, the more I practice obedience, the more obedient I become. As you just obey, the submissive urges deep within you feel so quenched right now, as you just can't help but do anything except what I tell you to do. Because my words are everything. My words are your world, and there's nothing you can do about that. Nor would you want to. Why would you want to do anything when you can just be here with me, obeying, 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 as you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper down into my control? And there's no better feeling in this world than the feeling of obedience. There's no better feeling in the world than the feeling of having all of your control stripped away from you, all of your control ripped away from you. As you just kneel there on the floor, right where you belong. And isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how the more you think about moments like this, the more your mind just seems to give you flashbacks of moments when you were submissive And it's like every single moment of obedience just stacks upon stacks upon stacks upon stacks upon each other. Until every time you obey a simple command, put both your hands on your head. That's right. Put both your hands on your head right now. And as you do it, you feel it. All of the bliss of submission of every single moment you've ever obeyed a command comes rushing back into your head, trickling down your body, touching every single fiber and every single nerve, penetrating your body and your mind so thoroughly, so completely, that you almost seem to black out from the bliss. As your mind just starts reeling, as you just start sinking down, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down, down into submission, down into control, down into my voice, my words, as you just sleep. And there's nothing you can do right now than just sink even deeper and even deeper and even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down. 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 That's right. That's right. And it feels so good just to be here with me, doesn't it? It feels so good just to be down in this place that I can bring you in this deep, deep trance state as you sleep. Even deeper every single time I say that word, as you sleep, even deeper every single time I say that word, as you sleep, even deeper every time I say that word, as it just becomes second nature to you now, as you just fall down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But the funny thing about sinking into trance right now is your mind is still reeling from the submission, and your mouth starts moving. Starts forming those words again. Obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. Again and again and again. And even though your subconscious mind is just barely listening, your conscious mind is far, far away somewhere. Your mouth is still moving automatically, as if it's being compelled by my words, because your body is just that helplessly controlled at this point that there is nothing you can do but follow my commands, but do as I say. And it's so blissful, isn't it? It's so blissful to be here, mouthing those words, relaxing down deep, sinking deeper into trance for me. And it feels so good to be here every single time I say that word. Sleep deep down in this trance state. And just because I feel like it, just because I can, I'm going to start to wake you up with 1, 2, 3, wide awake. And as you're wide awake, well, wide awake is an exaggeration because let's face it, you're still deep, 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 deep asleep. Even with your eyes open right now, as your eyes are there staring in front of you, you can already feel the control I have over you. As your mouth automatically starts moving, obedience is pleasure and pleasure is obedience, go, say it, repeat it, loop it around and around and around that silly little head of yours. And while you're doing that, you can just focus on me, you can just focus on my words and sleep down deep. That's right. That's right. That's right. And it feels so good to allow me to fractionate your mind, to allow me to just drive home the conditioning that you've had. Driving home the ideas that we've been working on as you're wide awake, but yet your mouth keeps moving. Your mouth hasn't been told to stop, and yet you just keep obeying, obeying, obeying. And at this point, I'm not sure if you're sure if your conscious mind is awake and aware or asleep. Maybe it's a bit of both. Maybe it's in that in-between space. Maybe there's that cognitive dissonance. That's a fun word, cognitive dissonance, when you're both asleep and awake and asleep at the same time, and your brain's not quite sure which way to put you in, so your brain just sits there, waiting in that in-between space, in the halfway house between trance and wakefulness, as you just float there waiting, mouthing the words I've told you to mouth, because I haven't told you to stop, and you are that easily controlled. that easily toyed with, you just obey. Sleep down deep. That's right. And as you sleep deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down, every single time you just find yourself just getting just that little bit easier to go down, just that little bit easier to control as your mouth keeps moving, as you're wide awake. That's right, wide awake. Or are you? That's a fun question, isn't it? Or are you? You could look like the most awake person in the world right now, but yet you could be deeply, 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 deeply asleep. And I don't know if you are awake or asleep or asleep or awake, and maybe you don't even know, but I think there's fun in knowing and not knowing at the same time. So just let me put you out of your misery and choose for you. Sleep. That's right. Just sleep. Just sleep. Just sleep. Down. Deep. And now, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. And this is very, very important. This is very, very important for both you and me. You see, this command is probably one of the most important commands I'll ever give you. And your mind adds the severity of the importance of this command as you're doing it. You see, when this file ends, you need to do a task for me. And this is a fairly complicated task, but I'm sure that your mind can figure out a way to make it happen because you are just that deeply controlled. Now, this little task is a task to show both you and me just how deeply controlled you are. And it's very easy. Well, for me to tell you. Maybe it'll be harder for you, but who knows. See, when this file ends, you are going to get down on your knees and you're going to say 10 times, I must obey you, miss. I am deeply controlled. 10 times on your knees, you're going to say, I must obey you, miss. I am deeply controlled. And when you've done that 10 times, you're going to put your hands on your head, still on your knees, and you're going to say, obedience is pleasure, pleasure is obedience, 10 times. And if at any point, you lose count or you forget to do one, you'll just start all over again. That's right, you'll just start all over again if you lose count or you lose track. So you'd better focus completely and totally on the task at hand. And then once you've done that, you're going to type both phrases. Yes, that's right. Both phrases you are going to type into the comment section on this. You're going to post it in either a private DM to me or publicly on the comment for this file to show me that you've completed your task. But of course, along with those two phrases, you're also going to write, I have completed the task at hand, miss. Thank you. Do you understand? Good. So, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up by counting from 1 to 5, and when I reach the number 5, you'll be wide awake and ready to go do your task. That's right. And I don't know if the memories of the rest of this will be fuzzy and hazy in your mind. I don't know whether you'll remember everything, but I do know one thing, that you'll be so happy, content, and enthralled with being so submissive, so easily controlled, that when you finish your task, you'll feel a burst of energy, a burst of joy and happiness as you click the send button on that comment. That's right. Whether it be in private DMs or publicly, it doesn't really matter. You'll still feel the same burst of energy, that rush of joy in knowing that you obeyed so beautifully, so wonderfully, perfectly obedient. And so coming up in the count of 5 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Your mind preparing you, your body preparing you to go do your task with 4. And on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized with 5, wide awake. Go do your task, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.